it's 81 years old, he doesn't feel like cooking much anymore, so either I take him out for dinner somewhere or I end up cooking it for him or whatever.
Oh, boy. Living la vida loca. It's a bummer in the summer, but these things happen. Yep. So that's day-to-day life, life in the fast lane, day-to-day living.
Nobody ever prepares you for these things. Just like anything in life, it's like raising a kid. You don't know, nobody knows, can tell you how to do it until you actually have to do it yourself. And the same thing goes with taking care of an adult who's older. You never know how things are going to go until you see it in front of you.
Oh, yes. A land of many surprises.
I sure like to go to field day, but I don't know how it's going to go, you know. But things are going day by day, minute by minute these days. So, yeah, I like to go make it down to one of them anyway. I used to tour them once in a while for a few years. I was touring them. I'd go from one to the next. I'd check a few different ones out. Checked out Burnaby, New West, Surrey, Coquitlam. I went around to did look a little tour and stopped a few hours in each one. I used to do in some years. Some years I just stayed with one group. I found one group that was really good and I just stayed there. But I've done the tour too, so I checked out the other guys. I've been to Delta too, Delta, Tuas, and Ladner group. I've been with them before, and experienced field day with them, and racked in some contacts with them too. Oh, I did some contacts with UBC at field day a few years there too. So UBC, I made contacts with Surrey, Burnaby, New Asp, Coquitlam, made contacts at their different field days. Never been to the North Shore, North Vancouver. One of these days, I'd like to do Point Roberts one day for the heck of it. Just go across the line and participate down there for once, because it's kind of an interesting place, Point Roberts. It's a nice place, and I've been down there before years and years and years ago. And just to the heck of it, do it down there one year. We'll see what happens. Maybe one of these days I'll do that. Just go for a little trip for a weekend one day and check it out. And do a field day down there for the heck of it. I visited ham radio clubs. I'd like to go check some more of them out, too, overseas. Actually, I'm done with that Venezuela thing we were talking about earlier. I've been to their national headquarters in Caracas. I went to the RCV, or RCV, Radio Club Venezolano. I've been to that one. It actually was quite neat. And actually, people were very friendly. I had lunch with the guys and everything, beer and the whole works. I just stopped in to say hi. I just want to check out their club, and they invited me in. And I said, "Well, I'd like to just kind of visit your club and see what's going on and where you're coming from." I said, "I came from Canada," and they said, "Oh, Canada? Where in Canada?" I said, "Well, the west coast of Canada. Way." I said, "That's pretty far away from here." I said, "Yeah, it's a long ways away. It's a long trip." And they welcomed me in, and they had food for me and beers and the whole works. I spent about a few hours down there at their club. It was quite impressive back then. They had quite a nice club there. It was like, I don't know, it's almost like they had like a boardroom in there and everything. It was pretty interesting. It was a fairly old club, so they'd been around for a long, long time, very established. And it was their national headquarters, so I'm sure that's why that one was so impressive, because it was the national headquarters for their association.
Oh, yeah, the Delta Club, I think they're having a site somewhere, and the Surrey Club. Possibly quite close by to you there. And the Point Roberts group, they have a net every Sunday night at 6:30. I checked into it last Sunday. And they got a repeater. The antenna is mounted on the Point Roberts water tower. I can key that repeater up from here. And the North Van group, I think they're having a site way up on Cypress Mountain on one of the switchbacks that go to Cypress Bowl up there, high elevation area. So, yep, going to be activity, field day related activity this coming weekend. I guess that's the day, what is this, Wednesday, hump day, Thursday, day after tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So we'll see how all that goes.
Oh, yeah. So the repeater for Point Roberts is back up again. It was down there for a while. I think they had an antenna issue, I think I remember correctly. They're back up again and working again. It's functioning.
Well, they're having their nets on a simplex frequency, 147.530. You could check into it there if you wanted, Sunday nights at 6:30. Yeah, the Point Roberts repeater's antenna got damaged in a storm, and they got it partly up, but the repeater had a very limited range. But I'll check it out either later today or whenever. It's on 443.300, tone 100, KG7PR is the call sign. I guess the PR stands for Point Roberts. The Point Roberts repeater mounted on the water tower. So, yep, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Yeah, it's surprising that actually it's so close to us, to many of us here, but depending on what area of the lower mainland you're in, you can't hardly hear them. I had a hard time hearing the last time from where I am, even though I'm not that far away from them, really, but it's real strange. I think maybe the repeater was operational, maybe I'd be able to pick them up with no issue. It just depends where you are and where your antenna, where it's situated and stuff, I guess. It's weird. Do you think you'd be able to catch it through the whole lower mainland? Do you think you'd be able to get Point Roberts? But nope. But, yeah, weird. It's one of those weird ones, like Richmond, too. Same thing with Richmond. Richmond, it's for obvious reasons. You know, Richmond's very, very low, and that's, so it's obvious that that's why it's a problem, receiving them in many areas of the lower mainland. And they can't receive you very well if you don't have running a little bit of power. You can't. You definitely, it's not rubber duck capable. It's much better. You have a good antenna. You can hit them better. So there you go. Yep. I have to go and get a drink in a second, but yeah.
Yeah, Richmond. All flat, like a great big tabletop. There's a repeater there. It's got a pretty nice footprint. I check into their nets every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. 147.140, the Richmond repeater. I usually give them some support because they don't get that many check-ins. Anyway, I think I'm going to wind her down here and get some shut-eye and kick back and relax. So we'll hook up with you later and check in anytime. Either I'm usually monitoring this frequency and the ROCKS repeater, of course, because it's half of it anyway. The one half is at my location here. So if the monitor speaker is up, I hear what's going on that frequency.
Yeah, okay, very good, Jim. Maybe I'll listen to your repeater there, maybe hear if you've got some rebroadcasting of some of the stuff you hear from down south. I'd be curious to know how bad it is. It looked pretty bad from what I saw. The footage I saw was pretty bad. There was collapsing buildings and things like that. There may be need for calls out for aid down there. I want to see what's going on. It's a very nice place. It's a neat place, Venezuela. It's very friendly people. Of course, they have a lot of criminal problems down there, but there's a lot of nice people down there. I just want to hear what's going on down there. I'd be interested to know what happened. Because I have made some contacts down there when I was down there and stuff, so I haven't heard anything from anybody. I'm just kind of curious how bad it really is. Anyway, yeah. Well, anyway, so that's what's going on. I've actually get into the... I've made a few check-ins to the Richmond net as well from time to time. I have it plugged into my radio because I'm connected with our emergency preparedness groups and stuff like that, and because Richmond is near the YVR, the International Airport, I got that plugged in there too. So, and I do have some people I do know in the area, over that area of the town. I know a few people from Richmond, so I got plugged in there. It's one of the, I've got obviously all the major places like North Vancouver, Vancouver, Burnaby, New West, Surrey, Langley. They got Chilliwack, Abbotsford all plugged in there, Hope. And I've got a little bit of other areas. And I've got Washington State and a bunch of the different repeaters plugged in there too. So if I'm traveling on I-5 and stuff like that, I make contact with people down there as well. So I got a few, big variety of frequencies plugged into this rig. Anyway, and I've also got my little handy book in case something goes on the fritz with the memory bank. So I always carry my little ARRL book that I got with me. Anyway, yeah, 73, Victor Echo 7, Romeo Oscar X-ray, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Mike Zulu. I think 73, I'll talk to you later, Jim. I'm going to go get myself a drink. get a cold drink. It's kind of a warm weather. It's still pretty sticky over here. It's still pretty warm. So I think I'm going to have to rehydrate again. I'll leave you with the final.
Hydrate. Cold pizza and warm beer. Oh, yeah. We'll see you later.
You got that kind of little parsley, right? You got cold pizza and warm beer and hot women. That's the part you forgot. Hi, hi.
Victor Echo
7,
Romeo Oscar
X-ray. There you go with the breathy voice there again. Sounds like, you know, like a Marilyn Monroe type voice.
That's a repeater identifier, but I just triggered it manually there. Not this repeater, but the other one on the other frequency. Yep, we'll wind her down and hook up with you somewhere down the road.
Depends how the stars align. Tomorrow maybe I'll check in on your net there at 144.225 later on if things work out. If they don't, maybe I'll catch you on Friday on the Thank God It's Friday net. Okay, talk to you later, Jim. I'm going to shut her down now.
Yeah, the insomnia. Insomniac net ran at 10 o'clock there on the ROX repeater, but it's wrapped up, of course. Yep, we'll see you later. Adios.
Have a good evening, ROX. It's 7-3 to the other gentleman. Tango Echo Tango in Pitt Meadows here. 7-3 all.
Ah, Pitt Meadows in the house. Yeah, we've been talking on here for the last half hour or more, keeping the frequency busy in the wee small hours of the morning. The Night Owl Network.
You bet. I just wanted to say 7-3. I've been listening in the last little bit, so take it easy. It's not raining here, so I think it's fairly dry. 7-3, and have a good sleep, and see you tomorrow.
Yeah, nice to know that there are other ears out there. Ears on the frequency, yes. VE7ROX. ROX is in the box.
Toy is in the attic. Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee.
Oh yeah. Oh boy, I'm all talked out here. I've been talking on the radio for the last few hours there, so holy smokes, I've got to give it a rest.
ROX, I'm not trying to keep you awake all night. This is Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County, Washington. Just wanted to say hello to you and the last station checking in, and also VE7 Tango, Echo Tango. Good night, everybody. Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee from America.
Yeah, have a good evening, John. Have a good evening. It's good to hear you there. I hear you. You're coming in very well. No problem copying you. 7-3 to you and Sandy. Gail, sorry.
Good night, Canada. Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee.
Good night. 7-3, B7 Tango Echo Tango QRT.